听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众，大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了。我是赖世雄。
Hi everyone, this is Bruce。
现在就请大家打开我们这一套教材第123页。在这一页我们可以看到是 Lesson 20。哎，今天的课文以及它的对话内容，我们现在就请呢 Bruce 为我们念一下。
Lesson 20, A Weighty Problem, Part 1 Dialogue. Eve and Adam are talking. Eve begins, she asks a question. Do you know I've put on 5 kilos since going out with you? Adam asks, why is that?And she tells him, you're always taking me to fancy restaurants. He explains, well, you don't have to eat so much when we eat out, you know. But she says, but I can't resist all the delicious food. He adds, besides, it's not cheap. And she agrees, I guess you're right.Maybe I should start cooking again. Adam turns pale and says, let's just forget about your weight problem, okay? I don't care how fat you are. She's happy to hear that and says, really?
So this is also another interesting lesson. What's the point that this dialogue wants to tell us?
It wants to tell us that Eve is a very bad cook.
Right. 也就是 Eve, 她这个炒菜呢弄饭实在是不行的。She's a very bad cook. I think we already introduced this word to our listeners, just yesterday. We talked about this word imply.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say that this dialogue implies that Eve...is a very bad cook. Now,
right.
Tell us the difference between cook and cooker.
Ah, good point. Many of my students say, for example, my father is a good cooker. 不对，不行，应该是 my father is a good cook. Your father uses a cooker to cook rice. A rice cookercan be used to prepare rice or many other dishes which may be delicious if I don't cook them.
嗯，所以 cooker 呢是指的像电锅之流的东西
，right，
烹饪器。但 cook 才是指的是一个人，而 cook 是指的是一个厨师或懂得呢所谓呢很会弄菜的人。如果是真是餐厅里面这个很高级的这个厨师，他有一个法国字啊
，right，
哎，那是怎么说的？
I'll spell it first, and you can guess how to say it. C-H-E-F. C-H-E-F. Did you say chef? You're wrong. It should be chef. Chef.
也就是餐厅里面的厨师，这时候呢，你就不能跟人家讲 My mom cooks well, she's a very good chef. 那 chef 是指的餐厅里面的。
Right.
如果是在家里面的呢，妈妈很会弄菜，或者朋友某个人很会弄菜，我们就可以讲说 She is a good cook. Wow, she's a wonderful, cook. 都可以这样说。好，这里呢 ，a weighty problem， 一个很沉重的负担。weighty 在这边，这原来是指的什么意思啊
？Well, it should mean serious problem, serious, serious, serious。
但是在这个地方呢，它这边呢是故意用这个字 ，a weighty problem， 就是让大家暗示哦。这个是指的是也是指的体重啊 ，a problem that has to do with your weight。
双关语，
嗯，就是跟你的体重有关，所以他故意用了这个双关语。哎，双关语的英文也有这个字，
有 pun，p-u-n，p-u-n。The word weighty is a pun because it means both serious and heavy. H-E-A-V-Y. H-E-A-V-Y.
不错。好了，谈到 weight 这个字，既然它的形容词是 weighty， 我们要先谈一下 weight。W-E-I-G-H-T。因为 weight 这个字啊，除了说我们待会介绍 put on weight 或是 lose weight， 我们已经说过，但是我们需要说有一个说 carry a lot of weight、with somebody， 就是、对某人来讲颇具有影响力。我们常讲说呢 his words carry a lot of weight with his boss， 他的话呢对老板颇具有影响力，常常有这样的说法。
Right. His words carry a lot of weight with his boss.
记住这样的用法。好了，现在我们就一块来看下面的这个对话，他怎么说了。Eve and Adam are talking. 这两个人正在谈话。这个 Eve 跟 Adam,、这名字蛮熟的、
Right.、usually we say Adam and Eve.But we changed it here because we didn't want you to think right away who they are. Usually we say Adam and Eve in the Christian religion and also the Jewish religion were the first two people in the world. Adam was supposed to be the first man and Eve was the first woman.
也就是亚当夏娃在这儿我们不说导师呢 Adam 如果我加了 apostrophe 加个 s 也就是加一撇加个 s 再放一个苹果叫 apple 这是男人才有的东西、那么叫 Adam's apple 这是什么东西
Well I wish I could show you I can't because we're on the radio but if you watch a man talkingYou can notice his throat. There is something like a bone moving when he talks. We call that Adam's apple.
也就是男人的喉结，男人才有的啊。好了，现在我们就来看他们怎么说话。Eve 先说了 ,Do you know I've put on 5 kilos since going out with you? 您知道吗？自从我跟你一块在约会啦，跟你这样子变成男女朋友之后呢，哇，我肥了5公斤呢。Do you know 后头是一个 that 引导的名词从句，作为 know 的宾语。That 从句啊，作为动词的宾语时，这个 that 通常可以省略掉。I believe that he can do it 就可以直接说 I believe he can do it， 所以这个 that 不要了。这个 put on 在这个地方就等于 gain、这边呢就等于 G-A-I-N 加个 E-D G-A-I-N-E-D 好了咱们就用 put on 加重量我们就是说胖这个用法我们造个句子
If you drink too much beer you will put on a lot of weight
再来一遍
If you drink a lot of beerYou will put on a lot of weight.
你要是啤酒喝多之后啊，你会肥哦，肥得很厉害哦。我们这句话好像暗示呢，那 Bruce 啊，he's crazy about beer. 他好喜欢呢 beer. 那么就是啤酒。那我要问你呢，有没有喝过青岛啤酒
？Of course.That's a good beer.
非常的好喝啊。那在这里啊我们看了这个 put on 5 kilos, 这个 kilos 是什么的缩写
?Kilograms. Sometimes we say kilograms, usually kilograms. K-I-L-O-G-R-A-M-S. K-I-L-O-G-R-A-M, 复数加 S, 5 kilograms.Kilograms.
好，我们中文要这样说啊。我说这 kilos 这个字是 kilograms 的缩写。那变成英文的时候啊，我们就可以这样用一个 short for 的用法。再来一遍。我现在要请 Bruce 替我翻译。我讲中文。
好。
kilos 这个字啊、
mm-hmm.
kilos 这个字那么是所谓 kilograms 的缩写这句话怎么说、mm-hmm.
The word kilo is short for kilogram
再来一遍
The word kilo is short for kilogram
所以记住 is short 后头加 for 是什么什么的缩写你看将来你可以跟外国人沟通的时候就用这样的用法好了接着我们再看 since going out with you 这个 since 这边当介词本来它也可以当连词改写为 since I went out with you 自从我第一次跟你约会以来 since I went out with you这样变化过来的但 since 也可以当介词所以后头用动名词呢做它的宾语这边就改用 since going out with you go out with 并不是说跟你外出也并不一定只有这个意思通常当约会一定是在外头所以这个 go out with a girl 或是 a boy 是男女之间的约会用的我们不妨呢也造个句子好了
Alice and Sam have been going out with each other for 2 years.
他们两个人呢交往呢约会呢也就是男女的交往已经有两年了。再来一遍。
Alice and Sam have been going out with each other for 2 years.
这句话可以改写那么用 date 这个字 ,D-A-T-E, 一样的。
Alice and Sam have been dating for 2 years.
用 dating, 或是 dating each other, 加不加 each other 都可以。所以这个 date, 我们就要当约会的时候比如说今晚我要跟玛丽约会我就要这样说 I'm going out with Mary tonight. 也可以这样说 I'm dating Mary tonight. 都可以这样说甚至也可以这样说I'll be on a date with Mary tonight. 用 on a date with 用法。记住 date 做名词的时候前面加个 on a date with somebody. I'll be on a date with Mary. I'll be going on a date with Mary. 用 go on a date 都可以这样说。But unfortunately, Bruce doesn't know how to use this expression. In his dictionary, there is no such word as date.I'm sorry.
What、right. is this word?
Yeah. 所以 Bruce 非常抱歉在你的字典里头你没有 date 这个字意思就是说呢 Bruce 呢从来没有约会过对不对
对。
哇、哦、好可怜哦这样子。嗯。好接着我们再来看下边他怎么讲。Why is that? 为什么这么说呢他就这样说。Why is that?你为什么这样说 Why do you say、you have put on 5 kilos since you went out with me? 你为什么这样说 Eve 就这样说了他怎么讲呢他说 You're always taking me to fancy restaurants 你总是带我到呢好什么样的餐厅呢这个 fancy 是什么意思在这边
Here, it means high class and expensive.
非常高级很贵的这些餐厅就要用 fancy 这个字。这个 fancy 蛮不错的。好我们造个句子。
Judy wore a fancy dress to the party.
Judy 穿着哇一副名贵的这个洋装呢参加这个宴会。再来一遍。
Judy wore a fancy dress to the party.
Hey, Bruce, whose fancy car is that over there?
Don't you recognize your own car, Peter?
厉害。我刚刚说, whose fancy car is that over there? 那边那个、好棒的那个车子啊、豪华车子是谁的?那 Bruce 讲了,你难道、认不出来,那不就是你的车子吗?他用 recognize 这个字棒那我再来问你来答一下
好
Whose fancy car is that over there?
Don't you recognize your own car, Peter?
OK recognize 我们把它拼一下认出
R-E-C-O-G-N-I-Z-E recognize, recognize.
所以这个句子我们再来看 You're always taking me to fancy restaurants. 你总是带我到那豪华的馆子吃东西。在这里啊，我们想起一个用法，那就是说，哎呀 ，I don't feel like eating anything at home. 今天我不想在家里面吃东西 ，Let's 到外头吃东西。有一个用法相当不错的，咱们吃馆子去，有两个字就够了。怎么说
？Let's eat out.
好，千万不要说 Let's eat that restaurant. 吃馆子，那么叫 eat out。再来说一遍。
Tonight I don't want to stay home for dinner. Let's eat out.
好，再说一遍。
Let's eat out.
相当简单的。好了，其实待会就可以见到。你看，接下来句子就有了。Well, you don't have to eat so much when we eat out, you know. 啊，是这样的。您不需要呢吃那么多嘛。到我们在什么时候呢？在吃馆子的时候呢？你可以知道的，你不需要吃那么多。好了，你为什么吃那么多呢？所以自作自受啊，这样子。好，接着就说了 ，But I can't resist all the delicious food. 那么多好吃的东西，我没有办法抗拒。这个字好 ，resist 抗拒。我们用这个字啊，找个例子，用 resist 的用法。
Betty can't resist my charms.
Well, Bruce, shame on you. How's Betty 呢？他说没有办法抗拒我的魅力。再来一遍。
Betty can't resist my charms.
这个 charms 就是魅力，我们这样拼的。
C-H-A-R-M-S. C-H-A-R-M-S.
Betty 是女孩子的名字 ，Betty 无法抗拒我的魅力。我刚刚说了一句话 ，Shame on you， 哇，真是羞羞脸啊！这样造这样的句子 ，You tend to think that you are handsome， you are the most handsome boy in the world。Unfortunately, this is not the case.
相反
啊，其实 Bruce 我也是开玩笑，他长得真潇洒哇。Shame 是这样的拼的。
S-H-A-M-E S-H-A-M-E
Shame on you 就是羞羞脸这样讲的好了接着我们再来看他怎么说 But I can't resist all the delicious food 这边用了一个字啊很好叫 delicious Delicious 是好吃的那跟这个字的意思相同的像 tasty 也不错
Right
怎么拼
？T-A-S-T-Y, T-A-S-T-Y, tasty.
我们用 delicious 造个例子好了。那么这是一个很好的一个形容词，我们可以这样说
：I don't understand it. My dog won't eat my delicious cooking.
哎，真是我不了解，我弄那么好吃的东西，我狗狗就不喜欢吃。再来一遍
：I can't understand it.My dog won't eat my delicious cooking.
好，我们也可以这样简单的造个句子。Anything mom cooks is delicious. 妈妈弄的任何东西都是好好吃啊。当然也可以用 tasty 这样子。其实有个高级的用法叫做 inviting。哇哦，这个字棒，秀色可餐的，像邀请、招手，来哟，来吃我哟。The food is inviting， 常常这样说，
right.
对不对？那个是这样拼的
，I N V I T I N G， I N V I T I N G， inviting。
好了，接着我们看 ，Besides， it's not cheap。而且还不便宜呢这个 cheap 非常的好用通常我们就指的便宜 但固然是大家都知道啦，可是另外如果 cheap 修饰人的时候啊，
嗯，
我们说呢 Bruce is cheap.
That's not the sentence I was thinking of.
那刚才我说 Bruce 呢好便宜吗，那不是，那应该是什么意思，修饰人的时候
是小那个小气鬼啊。
Right, stingy.
Stingy.
那么拼一下
S-T-I-N-G-Y, 不是 stingy, 是 stingy, S-T-I-N-G-Y, stingy.
If a person is stingy or cheap, sometimes we call them a miser.
Yes.
And a miser is spelled
M-I-S-E-R, M-I-S-E-R.E-R. I can spell that word so easily.
Because you yourself are a miser. That's why you're so familiar with the word. But anyhow, there's nothing bad, about being a miser, in fact, because this way you can save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you want to treat your friend to dinner, try to be a little bit generous. Otherwise, you'll be isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying something on purpose. 我现在说这句话是有意的哦。
Oh, I get it. You want to take me to a fancy restaurant.
狠啊。他说你意思要带我到那吃豪华的馆子吗？ No way. Okay. Or fat chance.
Fat chance.
这个 fat chance 就是肥胖的机会。那意思说机会很大吗？不，恰恰相反。门都没有，不可能。我们看这样造句 ，Can I use your car?
Fat chance.
我可不可以使用你的车子？门都没有，你看到。那么 ，How stingy? We can easily tell how stingy or Bruce is in that case. 好，现在我们接着再来看啦。Besides, it's not cheap. 接着我们看怎么说。I guess you're right. 我想您是对的。Maybe I should start cooking again.我也许应当再开始自己再弄菜好了。说完这句话的时候呢 ，Adam turns pale， 他整个脸变得惨白呀。这个 pale 是没有血色的苍白，所以用这个 pale 啊 ，turn pale 是相当好的用法。我们造个例子
：Before Cynthia fainted, she turned pale.
Cynthia 是一个女孩子的名字，是这样拼的
C-Y-N-T-H-I-A C-Y-N-T-H-I-A Cynthia
嗯哼，我们再把句子说一下
Before Cynthia fainted, she turned pale
嗯，她脸色变得苍白，我倒要问能不能说那么 She turned white可不可以这样说？
Pale 比较好。
嗯，因此脸色的苍白用 pale， 而不太习惯说 white。但头发这个苍白呢，变白呢，却是用另外一个字，也不用这个我这个 white， 用 gray 那个字哈。
Gray， 美式的拼法是 G R。A-Y, 英式的拼法是 G-R-E-Y, 都念 gray。
我们可以这样说呢 ,his hair turned gray with the passing of time. 随着时间的消逝啊他的头发是变白了
嗯
你都可以这样说的对不对
?Bruce's hair turned gray, turned white.Working with Peter.
那个时候可以用 white.、
对都可以。
嗯哼。好啦接下来我们再来看他怎么说了。Let's just forget about your weight problem, okay? 这样好了吧。那么就暂时忘掉你的所谓体重的问题好不好 ?I don't care how fat you are. 你多胖都没有关系。那么这就是告诉我们呢。He is afraid that he will have to eat, the food cooked by Eve again. And of course, anything that is cooked by Eve, in this case, is very, very bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, 非常的可怕那不敢吃。好了他就这样说 I don't care how fat you are. Now, I don't care 这个用法相当棒的意思。我们通常讲说我不在乎。哎，在这里啊，倒是我想起了一个用法。我们是这么说的 ：Hey, your girlfriend is marrying someone else. 哎，你的女朋友即将跟另外人结婚了呢。然后呢，我怎么说 ？I don't care at all. 我根本不在乎。但是有一个用法，很特殊的用法，也是表示我很不在乎。哎，这个怎么说的
？I couldn't care less.
请再说一下
I couldn't care less
你看用 I couldn't care less 我一点都不在乎为什么用 couldn't 用过去时呢 couldn't C-O-U-L-D 那么加一个 N 再加一撇再加个 T couldn't 是 could not 的缩写 I couldn't care less 就是我已经不在乎了 I don't care at all 你要我再少一点不在乎我都办不到我已经不在乎到头因此他要用过去时 I couldn't care 后头加 less L-E-S-S 很管用的好啦那下面就说了 Really? 真的吗这个对话就结束了我们现在就请呢 Bruce 为我们把这个对话再念一遍
Lesson 20 A Weighty Problem Part 1 Dialogue Eve and Adam are talkingAnd Eve asks, Do you know I've put on 5 kilos since going out with you? Why's that? You're always taking me to fancy restaurants. Well, you don't have to eat so much when we eat out, you know. But I can't resist all the delicious food. Besides, it's not cheap. I guess you're right.Maybe I should start cooking again. Adam turns pale. Let's just forget about your weight problem, okay? I don't care how fat you are. Really?
Now, we still have about 1 minute left. In this case, we'd like to have Bruce retell the story.
Well, Adam and Eve, or Eve and Adam, are a husband and wife.They live together, but they usually eat out in high-class restaurants. That's why Eve has been putting on weight recently. She's gained about 5 kilos. He doesn't care, but he points out that if she is worried about how heavy she is, then she should eat less, because the food is expensive in a fancy restaurant.She agrees, and she tells him that she'll start cooking again, which is something Adam is afraid of, because Eve can't cook at all. So he tells her, Oh, that's okay, honey, eat as much as you like. And she says, Really?
In other words, Adam would say, I would rather eat out than stay at home eating dinner with you.I would rather 加个 than 的用法宁愿怎么样而不愿意怎么样 I would rather eat out than eat the food you cook 好我们的讲解就到这儿结束谢谢诸位的收听我们下次再会
Bye everybody see you next time